North Texas Commission has been around since before DFW Airport, 1971. North Texas Commission, we always thought of as sort of the regional super chamber of commerce, was put together to kind of promote DFW Airport. Well, DFW Airport seems to be doing all right on its own right now, but there are a lot of other issues that have come up. And Chris Wallace is the brand new president and CEO of the North Texas Commission. He joins us right now. Good to have you back in town.
It's great to be home, David. Thank you very much.
You were down, and I say back in town because you were here. You, of course, ran the city of Irving for a long time and then went off and took over Austin as head of the Texas Association of Business.
Yes, sir.
And fought a bunch of battles down there.
We did.
This ought to be a lot calmer back here.
We're going to work very hard, and we are right now, to further unify the region to get ready for the next session, to make sure that we sustain the great growth that we're experiencing right here in North Texas.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the issues that you took on down there, I mean, are issues that are important to us here with the North Texas Commission or the Chamber, all the cities. But like the bathroom bill, and you guys helped engineer the defeat of that, which was seen as something that would hurt business in this state.
We did, and we were very proud of our efforts there. We think they paid dividends. We really worked hard to build a coalition of businesses and cities, convention visitors bureaus, stakeholders around the state to defeat that piece of unnecessary legislation.
And the Export-Import Bank, which seemed to be a political hot potato, take it away. But again, something that gives a lot of money, makes a lot of money available to a lot of small businesses.
Absolutely. All eyes were on Texas during the reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. And we at the NTC, as well as my friends still at TAB, are going to be prepared for the next fight like that as well.
Well, and you're going to have to take it up on NAFTA, too, because NAFTA is something that is seen as, at least in the case of Texas business and business around here, something that really helps us.
Indeed. You know, as the number one exporting state out of all the 50 states, NAFTA is highly important to Texas and right here in our region as well. Without NAFTA, you're looking at about 1 million Texans' jobs that are impacted, 600 with Canada, 300 with Mexico.
These issues are like cockroaches.
They are.
You know, you killed it off when you were in Texas Association of Business, right? And you come back here, now you're head of the North Texas Commission. You're fighting the battle all over.
We are. And we're going to continue that fight until we have successful outcomes.
But you've got this other, well, I would perceive to be a battle, too, is NTC is sort of the unifier, because you've got, you know, Fort Worth with their interest and Dallas with theirs and Frisco is growing like crazy, and Plano's autonomous, and Richardson's, you know, coming back, and now Sherman is taking businesses away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really dynamic area, but you would think that not everybody really wants to work together.
You know, 13 counties in the fourth largest region in the entire country, so we have a lot to be proud of. But you know, we are unique compared to other large regions around the state. We have 150 cities within our region. 15 of those cities alone outside of Dallas and Fort Worth have a population of 100,000 or more. So they are unique within themselves. Now, to me, that gives us a great opportunity as a region, because we should and we will speak with a stronger, louder voice.
If you lobby as a region rather than the individual
parts,
correct. Is that what you mean?
And that's what we are busy doing daily right now, is making sure that we are building our troops, if you will, to make sure that we are unifying as a region for the 86th session.
So what's the what's the biggest challenge coming up? Is it the next legislative session?
It is. Come January, we're going to have a lot of challenges. And our region will be prepared to take on those challenges, whether it's education, workforce development, whether it's transportation, whether it's defeating a piece of unnecessary legislation, whether it's advocating on the importance of economic development tools.
You know, it's amazing that you have to do this. I mean, I guess it's North Texas interests are different from West Texas interests, which are different from Houston or San Antonio or the other different. I mean, this is a big state.
It is. But we are an economic, powerful engine of the state. Businesses drive over 63% of the tax base, the combined tax base for Texas. And many of those are right here in North Texas. So we have to make sure that we take care of our region and sustain our future growth.
And DFW has been the big driver behind that forever. I mean, I would think that number one, the Central Time Zone, number two, DFW Airport.
No doubt.
And then all the stuff that comes around that. It seemed to be the magnets.
Our biggest asset in the region is DFW Airport. And we were founded to promote the importance of the development of DFW Airport. And we're going to work very closely with our friends at the airport to make sure that we're doing everything we can as a region to advocate on their behalf.
Now, I was struck by the increase and the importance of international flights. But I know it's a more expensive ticket to fly from here to London or, you know, Frankfurt or something than it is to New York City. But and so I can see the revenues. But my goodness, those really drive a lot of business.
They do. International traffic is up. The volume's up, thankfully. And I think we will continue to see that volume go up. So we want to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place and we're providing the support to the airport that they need to you know, really continue their growth, which helps the entire region, right?
You've got to look after the North Texas Commission, too, and keep it healthy. You still have a good flow of membership coming in?
We do. We have a very proud, we have an excellent flow of membership. We're going to continue to grow, no doubt there, and taking on issues that drive our board strategic plan, such as advocacy, such as being that convener around 13 counties, and providing that data and that point for economic development is going to be key.
So have you got all the cities and all the regions unified to keep Amazon from choosing us as the next headquarters?
Amazon's coming to North Texas.
Is Amazon ever coming anywhere? this is like
their due diligence process.
Waiting for Godot or something or other. It's going to be a long time. Well, look, it's good to have you back
here.
It's
good to be home
in North Texas and away from those horrible people down in Austin and all the lobbyists and everybody else. And you can go back down there and do your own lobbying.
That's right. We look forward to it. Thank you. It's great to be home.
Chris Wallace is the new president and CEO of the North Texas Commission. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.